Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Already been a fun day covering the Galesburg Silver Streaks here in this Taylorville tournament. If you were with us earlier this morning for Galesburg's news, as we were live from the hotel with the team. At least once they rolled out of bed, we were with the team. They were with us, I guess. We were there in plenty of time.
As was predictable, they slept in a little more than yesterday with a later start and got in about 8 o'clock. And after they had their breakfast, we appreciated talking with a number of the guys and had a lot of fun at breakfast with the Streaks this morning.
It was. In fact, as we anticipated was going to be the case, we weren't able to work in nearly as much as we would have liked to have done. But it's been made the experience a little more enjoyable down here to spend some time with them like that, get a little more insight. As I know I mentioned at one point on the air this morning, it's hard to work in other details of things during a basketball broadcast because the action tends to be just so up and down. It was nice to be able to get into a little more depth of a tournament experience than we might normally be able to do during this venue right here.
That's right. Well, here we go. Hoping to set up what would be championship night tonight for the boys and the girls. Of course, the girls we know are in the championship game coming up at Mattoon tonight. That'll be on 92.7 FM, the Laser. It's a little bit later start. The boys need to win this one, and if they do, they're going to play Rantoul either way tonight.
Well,
it's just
right,
a matter
yeah.
of whether we can run the table and win this thing with a 5-0 record for the second straight year. Got to beat Mount Zion first.
Just a matter of what's at stake when they do play. And Kevin Cox is the offensive player that we are going to keep an eye on for the Braves, as he is in the midcourt circle with Eric Thompson, and he gets a little bit of an extra tip on it compared to what Eric can do, and Mount Zion wins the tip. Galesburg won this game last year. In fact, Mount Zion went 0-5 in this tournament last year. Galesburg battled to a 74-61 win, so we know these kids are tough. And Charles Cool hits a jumper from the left side about 10 feet out. And for the first time in this tournament, Galesburg does not score first. Cody Hawthorne, Jared Olson on the left side, Ethan Meeker up top, down the lane, cut off there, skips it back out, deflected to Olson along with Cody Hawthorne, Devin Ross, and Eric Thompson, the starting five for the Streaks, wearing the home white with the black and gold trim down the sides. On the left side, Ross, down to the baseline, pulls it back out, works his way around the arc. Up top, Meeker for three. Good-looking shot, and he buries it.
He's shot the ball as well at this tournament consistently as I've seen him. And he's shot it pretty well his whole career, but he is hitting some beautiful shots.
Olson deflects a shot, a ball away from Cool, takes it all the way the other direction, up and in with a left hand. So the two leading scorers in the tournament for the Streak scored their first two baskets, and it's 5-2 Streaks. Talk about Jarrett and what we saw in the Galesburg Register Mail today. Picture of him. We set the starting lineup for Mount Zion. Haven't done that yet. Driving in from the left side. And a miss on a reverse layup by Nate Ewing. Knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Mount Zion. It's Ewing, the 6'2 junior. A.J. Davis, a 5'11 junior. Jonah Smith, a 6-foot sophomore. Charles Cool, a 5'10 junior. And Kevin Cox, a 6'4 junior. And what you may have noticed is lacking in that starting lineup is a senior. So this team will be together for a while. Ross across midcourt to the left high post. Back door, and the slam is missed by Thompson. Had to hang on the rim to avoid coming down on a Mount Zion player. Cool comes out for the rebound for Mount Zion. Now down low to Nate Ewing. Turnaround jumper, air ball under the basket. Olson with a run out after the rebound. Into the front court. To the left side, deflected, stolen away by the Braves. Picking it up, A.J. Davis into the front court. Into the hands of Jonah Smith, the sophomore. Left side over to Cox, travels with it.
You know, Mount Zion loves to get up and down the court. They've got some guys that can do some things offensively, but they're going to have to make sure and get back defensively. Any mistake they make, the Silver Streaks, more times than not, are going to capitalize on that. And been an up-and-down start here just a couple of minutes into this one. Galesburg up 5-2. Of course, you mentioned Mount Zion with all these young guys. So they've got a budding star, too, here in Kevin Cox. As you heard their coach say, he's thinking college ball.
Olsen hits a three from the left elbow. He's got five of the streak's 8 points, and Galesburg's up six now, 8-2. Olsen getting a little notoriety from his schoolmates, as here's a Mount Zion turnover, stolen away. Meeker at the other end with a run out and the left-handed layup. It's a 10-0 start, or a 10-0 run, and the streaks are up eight on three Mount Zion turnovers. Cox, Smith on the outside. If you saw the picture in the Register Mail on page two of the sports section, you know what we're talking about. I'll tell you what, some of the fun the kids have had with that picture of Jared, as we'll describe it as we go. Cox down the right side of the lane, takes too many steps working around Cody Hawthorne, and that's because Cody got called for a push. So there's a picture of Jarrett in the air. Not sure if it was the first game. I think it was the first game yesterday. In the air, going for a rebound. And in the position that Jarrett is in, and the look on his face, he looks like a ballerina up in the air.
And you can bet his teammates are having some fun with that one.
Well, and it didn't help that you remember Aiden Gabrew from the football team. He photoshopped Jarrett in a ballerina outfit on stage and is sharing that through social media. Here's Thompson at the other end with a basket and a foul from the backside called on Nate Ewing. 3-point play possibility after the fourth Braves turnover.
Really, this is intimidation time for the Streaks right now, because I think Mount Zion felt they played really well last night. They scored a lot of points. I think they thought maybe they could get up and down and give Galesburg a game. Maybe that'll happen yet, but right now the Silver Streaks are just dominating and causing all sorts of trouble on the offensive end for Mount Zion.
Cox chases down the rebound after the Thompson missed free throw. Working it back to the top of the arc, A.J. Davis. Charles Cool, now back to Davis on the left side. Working his way between the legs and the dribble, trying to shake Olsen. Throws it behind Smith, who has to reach back and get a hand on it to prevent a fifth turnover. To the left side, driving in. Davis cut off, swirls it back around into the corner. Inlet pass intended for Cox, briefly batted away by Hawthorne. Cox to the free throw line.
Here we
go. Throws it behind. Meeker with the steal. Outlets to Ross with a layup. Another bad pass thrown behind a Mount Zion player, and the Streaks turn it into points at the other end. A 14-0 run, and the Streaks lead by 12.
Well, Ethan Meeker, a nice assist. He delivered that ball before the defender in the two-on-one ever had a chance to turn around, and so it went behind him, so he didn't even know Ross had the ball.
To the right side, Jonah Smith with a pull-up from 17 feet, knocks it down. And that ends the 14-0 Galesburg run. Streaks lead by 10, 14-4, past the midpoint of the first quarter. Ross with a left-hand dribble across midcourt. Meeker with it on the wing. Up top, Hawthorne. Right side, now he throws it behind Jarrett Olsen, who was starting to cut in toward the basket, and that's the second Streaks turnover.
You know, we talked about how hard Ethan Meeker, we talked with his dad this morning about how hard he's worked on defense and improved that part of his game so much, and he has. Offensively, I don't know that I've seen many guys that make it look easier than Ethan does. I mean, he's just so smooth in everything, whether it's an assist or a shot. He never gets rattled. He's never jumpy. He's just, everything is so smooth in his game.
Well, that's what Dr. Mark Meeker was saying even in the pregame show about how quiet he is.
Mm-hmm. It's an extension of his personality. It
is,
really is.
Yeah.
Of course, he only had 3 points last night, so we thought he might not start today. Not really.
The birthday boy is in the game. Kevontae Shaw turns 18 today, and he is into the game along with Darius Sammons. Hawthorne getting a breather along with Devin Ross. And we enjoy talking to Kevontae this morning as well. He was as quick as anybody to share that picture of Jarrett Ross, by the way, or Jarrett Olsen. In front of us, A.J. Davis works his way left, fires it to the outside. Three-pointer is long from Charles Cool, and the rebound out to Darius Sammons leads the break to the other end. Now Meeker with it. Down the right side of the lane. Takes it all the way up and in. Protected the ball well from a potential block from Kevin Cox. Using his body to shield it away. And this forces a Mount Zion timeout as the Streaks have opened up a 16-4 lead. Just over 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
And for any other team that's sitting up in the stands, might not have played Galesburg yet. They might think, I don't want to play these guys. The whole arsenal is out there right now. I mean, Galesburg is just doing everything right defensively, turning those into points, mixing up the scoring, shooting outside, driving inside. Tremendous start for this morning game.
I want to remind you, we got Fighting Illini basketball for you coming up after this one. Well, maybe not right after this one. Kind of depends on how things time out. Illinois battling Michigan in their Big Ten conference opener. Galesburg boys later tonight against Rantoul. What's shaping up to be the championship game, although, again, the Streaks still have to play three and a half quarters here and get the victory here in order to make that happen. And Galesburg girls basketball as well tonight from Mattoon in their championship. In front of us, Cool to the top of the arc, brings the ball down low, picks up his dribble, needs help. Jonah Smith comes out to get the pass away from him. Now on the left side, Cool. Back to A.J. Davis. Works his way back up toward the volleyball line. Now Smith with it, the sophomore, with 2:40 to go in the first quarter, and the Streaks up 12. Braves got the first basket of the game. Streaks went on a 14-0 run. And extending the defense, trying to force another Mount Zion turnover. In the corner, Cool. Back up top, Smith around Meeker. Running jumper won't go, and there's Ethan down low to swipe away a rebound from Cox. Leads a break to the other end. Scoops it backwards to Olson. Dries, fakes the pass, and then puts it up and in with a left hand.
Can we play it any better offensively than we have right now?
That was pretty.
This is incredible. This first quarter, what a fantastic exhibit of basketball.
18-4 Streaks. Another jumper won't go. Another Meeker rebound. Here come the Streaks. Into the front court. Down to Sammons. He shovels it back out to Shaw in the corner. Cavante picks up his dribble. Gets it back to Darius. Under 2 minutes to go. Streaks with a 14-point lead and trying to add to it. Here's a long three by Meeker.
Sure.
Got it.
What an impressive first quarter by this team. Wow.
21-4. They've missed one shot. That was an Eric Thompson dunk attempt. And the Streaks are up 17 with 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Down low, turnaround jumper. That's off the mark. Meeker again. Third straight rebound on the weak side. Outlet to Thompson. Dribbles away from traffic. Now spins along the baseline. Takes it all away on the baseline with the right hand up and in. 23-4 Streaks. This is a 23-2 run after the Braves scored the first basket.
You can see the kids over on the Mount Zion benches looking at each other kind of half-smiling going, what have we run into here? This is ridiculous.
Now Ryan Brown for Taylorville has to be a little relieved to see this because this is what the Streaks did to his team on the opener. There's another long three missed. Streaks come down with a rebound again. Here's Meeker into the front court. To the left corner. Olson fires a quick three. That one is short. Rebound. Here comes Darius out of nowhere for the rebound. Then he turned it over. Tried to feed it to Olson down along the baseline. Now on the left side, it's over to A.J. Davis with under 40 seconds to go first quarter. Smith on the outside, drives and gets fouled. Foul on the floor as he's on his way to the basket, but I think they're giving him a shooting. Yep, he's going to get two free throws here.
You know, everybody's played good defense, and even the times where a guard has been able to get around, say, I know Ethan overplayed one over here, his man goes in the middle of the paint. He missed the shot because Eric was able to come out of the middle and fly at him and altered his shot. I'm confident of it. And heads up team defense. Eric's going to sit down now until the end of the quarter with 34 seconds left. And Galesburg with an awesome 23-5 showing here in this first quarter.
Ross back into the game replacing Thompson. Smith, the sophomore, makes both free throws. He has four of Mount Zion's 6 points. And the Streaks of 30 seconds to go can consider holding for the last shot. Mike Reynolds over there whirling the finger in the air. He wants the offense to be moving. Ross in the midcourt circle. Now they've spread it out. Coach Reynolds barking out directions from the sideline. Shaw, Ross up top. Now Meeker comes out with 12 seconds to go. Meeker dribbles up to the top of the arc, dribbles it back behind the back with the dribble. Now into the left corner. Salmon shoots the jumper. A little bit short. Weak side rebound. Hawthorne had a hand on it. A battle for it. Ball goes out of bounds. And the Streaks will get it with 2.1 seconds to go.
Yeah, what do we do here? Eric's not in, so I don't think you lob it here. Let's see what we do with 2 seconds to go.
On the inbound, Shaw goes left. Meeker goes right. On the runner with a one hand. Can't hit it off the backboard. And that's the end of the first quarter. A good first quarter, to say the least. 23-6 Galesburg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
You answered all your emails by noon. Get a freshly prepared Egg McMuffin. Actually left work on time? Then get yourself a savory sausage McMuffin with egg. You saw the weirdest midnight movie. Well, get a delicious sausage burrito. With McDonald's all-day breakfast menu, you can get delectable breakfast tastes anytime. Egg McMuffin, hotcakes and sausage and more. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love whenever you want. Just listen to a radio commercial, get some golden hash browns. McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs. Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930. By attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts.
Next up for the Galesburg Silver Streaks boys basketball team is a date with Mount Zion today at the Holiday Tournament in Taylorville. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the broadcast at 11:06 here on WGIL.
23-6 Galesburg to start the second quarter, and the Streaks have the ball with Ross, Meeker, Hawthorne, Shaw, and Sammons. No changes at the quarter break. Ross to the low blocks, out to Hawthorne, right back to Cody on a pass from Kevontae Shaw, bounces it back out to Shaw, feeds it right back to Cody. He was determined to get it to Cody, wasn't he? And he takes it in from the right side for the layup.
You ever play hot potato? Here, I don't want it. You take it. Ah, here, you take it back outside. No, you take it back down inside. And finally, Cody said, all right, I'll put it in the basket.
Cody saying, here, Kevontae, take it. It's your birthday. Yeah. Kevontae saying, I know. I want the assist. On the left side in the corner, driving, Mount Zion tries to feed it backward to Kevin Cox in the lane. He wasn't ready for it. And Sammons with the steal. Outlet pass to Meeker. Draws contact, steps back from the low blocks. Rebound batted out into the corner. And that will stay with Galesburg.
It's so tough for Mount Zion because they're getting walloped. And they're having trouble handling the Streaks individually. And then when the ball goes up, I don't think they've gotten a clean rebound other than the one off the free throw yet. They've got three, but we've already had three offensive rebounds, and every time it goes up, we've got a shot at getting it back. So Mount Zion's got a whole lot of problems here this morning.
I had them with only two rebounds. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, that's right. Galesburg turns it over for the fourth time.
Stolen away from the backside by Ryan Kernan, a 6-foot junior who's into the game for the Braves. He has it now on the left elbow. Now up top, Cox driving in on Hawthorne. Then steps backward with the shot. Missed it. Here's Meeker with his fourth rebound already. He's out-rebounded. Mount Zion down low. Quick feed from the outside to Cody Hawthorne down the left side of the lane, up and in. And it's 27-6, Galesburg.
Really didn't see this one coming. I mean, expected us to win, but I thought Mount Zion would give us a problem, but the Silver Streaks have been at their best in this first half.
And they're extending Mount Zion's defense out at the volleyball line, now working around a screen. Smith briefly loses Darius Sammons. Now down low it goes to Cox over a double team, and even that shot won't get in, bouncing twice off the back rim, then the front of the rim, and falls off, but he will get two free throws. First foul on Kevontae Shaw.
You know, we were talking about the Kevontae and Cody back and forth before Cody finally made a basket. And as we talked with Kevontae this morning, first free throw by Smith, rolls front iron, goes in. You know, those two guys have a good rapport. And, in fact, it was Cody that was able to make Kevontae crack up out on the court yesterday, when Kevontae is so intense most of the time. It was a good story that he told about, you know, Cody saying something to him and getting him to lighten up a little bit.
Cox makes both free throws. His first points of the game. It's 27-8 Galesburg. 6:10 to go first half. Olsen, Shaw, Nicholson in for the Streaks along with Ross and Hawthorne. So Thompson stays out. Meeker out for the time being. Here's Memphis up top. Right side over to Olsen. Fires the quick jumper from the corner. And just inside the arc he must have been. A two-pointer for Olsen, who's in double figures now with 10.
Just a bit of a fadeaway. Again, that beautiful backspin on the shot. Nothing but net.
Sorry, he's got 9. Down low, ball batted out of bounds on the rebound, and the Streaks get it back.
A miss, and we may have a foul on that, too. Did they point a foul?
No, I don't think so. I think they just pointed the other direction.
Smith came crashing in, trying to get the rebound from Mount Zion, but it goes out of bounds. And 29-8.
Four dead ball rebounds even today. I think that's more than they've had the whole tournament.
Yeah, they've done almost everything right here.
5:33 to go first half. Silver Streaks up 29-8. Shaw gets fouled on a turnaround jumper from the low blocks, and he'll get two free throws here.
Streaks at 10 out of 14 in the first quarter. 3 of 4 so far here in the second quarter. Mount Zion was just 2 of 9, 0 of 2 in the second quarter. And there's just not hardly any stats in the Mount Zion. I mean, two rebounds?
Two rebounds, yeah.
Five turnovers. It's kind of an empty page right now for Mount Zion, but an empty free throw that time for Kevonte Shaw, who missed it off the back iron. He's got another one coming.
Streaks 0 for 2 as a team from the free throw line up to this point. Their three-point shooting continues to be very solid here at Taylorville. Shaw makes the second. His first point helps the Streaks crack the 30-point mark. Under 5.5 minutes to go first half, and a terrible pass from Mount Zion. Kernan on the far side fires it up the far sideline right in front of the Galesburg bench with no chance for any Mount Zion player to get it.
If Mount Zion had any confidence coming into this game, it has just been destroyed. There's not a single player out on that court right now for them that you feel like is playing with any level of confidence at all.
Well, Mike Reynolds has to be overjoyed. He was telling us at the hotel earlier today how much he really dreads the first game of the third day. Kind of a trap game almost. He didn't call it that, but that was kind of his fear.
Uh-huh.
As Olsen misses the jumper at the other end, and then Mount Zion gets away with a travel as Nate Ewing lost the handle on the ball as he dribbled it up court, missed the shot, then got his own offensive rebound and was fouled. But no danger of a trap game here the way this one has started off. Still a long way to go, obviously. Second foul on Hawthorne. Just under 5 minutes to go in the first half. And 30 points isn't going to win you a game, necessarily. 30-8 is the lead, but I don't see this team letting up at all. I mean, it hasn't been their nature in the first 12 games to get comfortable with a lead, and Mike Reynolds won't allow it anyway.
Rantoul awaits the next game, and a bigger team, a couple of bona fide college prospects, and still, if the Streaks play well, you still love our chances to beat the Eagles tonight.
Nate Ewing makes both free throws. His first 2 points makes it 30-10 as the Braves crack double digits. Approaching the 4.5 minute mark for the half. Up top, Shaw fakes, slips, in the lane, turnaround jumper with a right hand swish.
Happy birthday to me.
32-10. Streaks by 22 on Shaw's first basket of the game.
Pretty good recovery by Kevonte. He nearly fell down on that spin move.
Driving baseline, driving now through the lane, through the hands of Max Gensler, recovers, gets it, and then Eric Thompson is just mugged as he comes down with the rebound.
But Gensler was frustrated by the miss. He was trying to work his way inside, and who was it, Kevonte? I think was just standing there with his arms up, and Gensler couldn't move him out of the way and put up a shot in frustration. Then after he missed it, took one of Eric's arms off in the rebound attempt.
Yeah, Eric got kind of scissored between two red jerseys of Mount Zion as he came down. He popped right back up, thankfully. He landed a little awkwardly. We're glad he's all right. Shaw on the right elbow fakes a three, takes it down the lane again. Missed it with a left hand this time, and Ewing gets the rebound for the Braves.
A little out of control as he hit the basket that time.
Smith works his way to the left elbow for Mount Zion. Now drives, jump stop in the lane, flips it up with the left hand, missed it. Offensive rebound under the basket by Peyton Chappell for the Braves. Kicks it back out for another opportunity. From the left corner for three. Ball rims off. And Devin Ross chases down the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Back comes Galesburg trying to build on a 22-point lead. Olsen, offensive foul. Faked the three from the outside. Worked his way up toward the top of the arc, leaned down, and right into Jonah Smith he went. Fifth Galesburg turnover, first foul on Olsen.
And Jarrett might have got called for traveling there, too. He took a long stride there, and I think he picked up his pivot foot, got away with that, but then when he made the collision, did not get away for the charge.
3:24 to go first half, 32-10 is the Streaks' lead as they try to go 12-1 on the season and 4-0 in this tournament. They ran the table last year at 5-0 to win it. That's their goal, to do it again this year. In the fifth year of the tournament, there has not been a back-to-back winner. The Streaks are trying to make that happen for the first time, and Mount Zion turns it over again. Peyton Chappell down the right side of the lane, and the pass was high, kind of at his shoulders, and he didn't get his arms up in time to get a hand on it, and it rolled off him out of bounds for the eighth Braves turnover. Meeker, Shaw, Ross, Thompson, and Olsen. So Hawthorne, the only non-starter, or the only starter who's not in right now. Thompson backs his way in, tries to pass it through the lane, and two Mount Zion defenders there to steal it away. Sixth Streaks turnover. The Braves haven't been able to capitalize on many of them. Smith with a hesitation dribble. Now cut off left of the lane by Ross. Pass goes down low. Skimming it to the outside, and around they come to Charles Cool. Reverses back behind him. Smith with a long three and got it. They actually have to go farther away from the basket to get off a clean look. And he knocked it down. Streaks by 19. Driving, Olsen quickly the other direction. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Put back. Won't go for Thompson. Second effort is good. And a timeout call. The Streaks take this one. Yes, a full timeout with 2:18 to go for the half. And the Streaks leading 34-13. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street. Help you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible on the corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
DNA Community Services, Knox County Child Advocacy Center, Fish Food Pantry, and Oaks Community Church in Dehenda all received $100 from Hometown Hundreds, courtesy of FNM Bank and Galesburg.info. To nominate your favorite local charity, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Get today's local news headlines in your email with the morning brief from WGIL News.
It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville all this week. Jim and I traveling in a 2015 Nissan Pathfinder, and it's been a pleasure. And we invite you to check it out right in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. Lots of good deals going on in a number of the certified pre-owned fleet.
And your chance to fill a Frontier, that goes on until Monday, I believe.
January 4th, correct.
If you go in there, you'll see the bed of that Frontier truck. It's got a lot of food in it, but they can use more that you use locally as your fill a Frontier food drive continues. $500 off when you bring in something to put into the truck there and fill the Frontier.
10 non-perishable food items is what they request. Jonah Smith with another long three, just keeps backing out farther and farther. Missed that one. Ross with the rebound. Streaks leading by 21. Trying to extend it here. Meeker to the right baseline. Thompson right back to Ethan. Wide open. How can you let that happen? No. He rattles it through.
They're probably thinking, well, if I go out there, he's going to make it anyway. So why burn the energy?
I mean, they did. Everybody had sunk down to the baseline. They just stood there and waited for him to shoot it.
Waiting to get killed. All right, just shoot me now.
11 for Meeker. Streaks lead 37-13 with a minute and a half to go for the half. Kernan on the outside. Back to Jonah Smith. Pull-up jumper from 14 feet. Swished it. Well, the sophomore is trying to take over this game offensively because Kevin Cox has done nothing thanks to the Streaks defense. Smith now with 9 of their 15 points. Thompson on the left side. Skips it right side into the corner. Olsen fires it. In and out. Kisses off the glass and drops through for a 3. When you're hot, everything falls.
In, out, and in.
40-15. Galesburg by 25. Olsen in double figures now. Here's a block by Thompson on a fadeaway. Bad idea by Kernan. Olsen with a rebound. Chases it down all the way. Missed it. Beaker with the putback. The guards are getting it done down low on the rebounds. That's fifth for Meeker.
And if you're Mount Zion, you're just saying, I just can't keep them off me. They're just swarming all over the basket.
42-15 with 30 seconds to go in the first half.
Like I always think of Rocky when he's fighting Clever. I just can't keep him off. I can't keep him off. And that's exactly what Mount Zion is saying with Galesburg's attack here today.
Chapel down low on the baseline, falling out of bounds, gets it outside to Kernan, wide open three. Well, you got to make that one, and he didn't. Olsen with his third rebound. Here come the Streaks again with 13 seconds to go. They can hold for the last shot. Ross right down the lane. Gosh. Nobody stopped him.
Ooh.
44-15, leaves Mount Zion with plenty of time to get down court, and then they turn it over, and the Streaks get it back with a second and a half left.
What a flurry and a knockout punch in the last 2 minutes of this quarter, too.
I mean, the lane is there. You can't not take it just because there's too much time left. Good grief.
Yeah, then nobody stepped up, and Ross was wide open.
The baseball pass by Jarrett Olsen hits the speakers up in the rafters, and now Mount Zion's going to get it back under their basket. Scott Olsen, his father, was talking about his baseball skill when we were talking at the hotel. Too much of a left arm on that one.
Yeah, here's a guy that could pick a fly off the corner of home plate, but he drills a ball in the rafters.
And a turnaround jumper missed by Max Gensler at the buzzer. And that's the end of the first half. But the Streaks dominating, leading by 29, 44-15. First half statistics. Talk with the Streaks coaching staff, look at the individual scores, and see what else is happening around holiday tournament action around the area. All at halftime coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, by Arby's on North Henderson Street, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Time for me to move out because I'm getting older.
Meet Austin, new to DD Homes, sharing what it's like in his new surroundings.
I told my dad I want to live there forever because I like it there. I like the food to cook. I get my own TV, my own roommate. When I'm done watching my movies, put my movies back in my cases.
And Austin now gets to take part in the Best Buddies program with Knox College student Annie.
What kind of movies do you like? You know, I got the new Fast and Furious 7.
Oh, so do I, actually. Just bought it today.
I got it, too.
Making transitions easier for both the individuals and the students.
Best Buddies, just hanging out with your best friend.
At DD Homes, we're intentional about providing superior care in activity-rich home settings. Full and part-time positions, as well as volunteers, are needed in a variety of different days and shifts. All training is provided. Come be part of our team that helps you and the individuals make a better life together. Apply today at ddhomes.net or in person at 748 East Main Street.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
I don't know what else the Silver Streaks could do that is better than what we saw in the first half here in this game this morning. And now just into the afternoon. Thanks for being with us here on WGIL Galesburg Radio 14. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. From the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, where the Silver Streaks are just a five-man wrecking crew against the Mount Zion Braves, leading 44-15. After Mount Zion scored the first basket of the game, so there's one thing the Streaks did wrong. They fell behind. They scored 14 consecutive points to take a 14-2 lead. And then after Mount Zion scored to make it 14-4, the Streaks scored the next 9 points. So it ended up being a 23-2 run overall. Led 23-6 at the end of the half. And then, Jim, as you were indicating, there at the end, after Mount Zion got within, what do we want to call it, 20, I guess, and it was 30-10, the Streaks then scored 14 of the final 19 points and opened this lead up to 29. I mean, it's just, there's hardly been anything that you can't look at and go, I don't know what.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to criticize. There's
no,
just,
there's
it's
nothing.
Just been
it's,
fabulous
it really
these first
has.
Two quarters.
Well, and for Mount Zion, again, this is a team that's 6-4 and has played a couple of pretty good games here, going 2-1 this tournament. For Coach Brian Graven in their locker room, he's trying to, I'm sure, convince these guys just go out there and, you know, play for pride at this point. Because really, by the end of that half, it was almost like they were saying, well, why bother to guard these guys? They're going to score anyway. I mean, Meeker shoots a three that nobody's within 10 feet of him, and then Devin Ross goes right down the middle for an uncontested layup. It was getting to be almost comical how easy it was at the end of this half, and I think a lot of that was just, again, because Mount Zion, A, discouraged, B, worn out. They've only got like four guys over there on the bench, four or five guys tops, so they don't go very deep, and it's just been a massacre here for the Silver Streaks.
So let's go ahead and take a look at the first half statistics. Brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. And Jim, as our listeners, I'm sure, can imagine, these are going to be some mighty impressive numbers.
68% shooting in the first half for Galesburg, 19 of 28 from the field. That'll win you some ball games. As I said during the break, I hope we save a few of those for Rock Island here in a few weeks. For Mount Zion, 4 out of 20, 20%. That's not going to get the job done very often for the Braves. Rebounds, Galesburg dominating there as well, 20-6. 20-6 on the boards. And as you mentioned, the turnovers, 8-7, not really a big point of this game, but impressive display by our Galesburg Silver Streaks, who look to go 12-1 and ramp it up for Rantoul later today.
Three-point shooting, also very good. 5 of 6 from behind the arc were the Silver Streaks. Mount Zion, 1 of 6. Braves made all four of their free-throw attempts. Excuse me, all 6 of their free-throw attempts. So 6 of their 15 points from the free-throw line. Silver Streaks were 1 of 3 from the line. So I guess there's another thing that the coaching staff can talk about in the locker room. You fell behind, you committed 7 turnovers, and you only shot 1 of 3 from the free-throw line.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you guys?
I think they ought to stay after and practice at a spare gymnasium here to get ready for tonight's game, don't you?
Yeah. 44-15 is the lead over the Mount Zion Braves. We'll take another break here on the half. We'll come back, take a look at the individual scoring, and we'll talk it over with the coaching staff. I don't know what they're going to tell. Keep doing what they're doing in the second half, I guess.
Don't get hurt.
Right, yeah. Silver Streaks boys basketball coverage continues from Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
If you've put on fall nitrogen, you're a corn farmer in 2016, and there is no switching. You may have already prepaid for most of your seed, fertilizer, and chemicals too. This is Jim Anderson from North & Company. A year ago, the market dropped 50 cents a bushel from December to the day you planted. A marketing plan will help you manage the risk of lower prices.
Call North & Company Risk Management at 800-322-7140.
Trading futures and or options involves risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
Reinschmidt's Carpet and Furniture Gallery has always provided quality products and service, including England Furniture and Best Furniture, two made-in-the-USA brands offering durability and custom comfort, along with quality materials and design. You can choose from power love seats, power recliners, or power lift chairs, sofas, sectionals, rockers, and recliners, starting at $299. All available at Reinschmidt's Carpet and Furniture Gallery, the best carpet and floor show in town. Corner of West Main and Henderson, Galesburg.
Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs. Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930. By attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks lead at the half, 44-15 over Mount Zion. Our halftime coach's interview is brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Jim Lee is with Dan Sullivan.
All right, Dan, hard to go in a locker room and find much to talk about after that. That's pretty impressive half of basketball.
Yeah, we just want to keep up the defensive intensity and keep them out of their comfort zone, and then our offense comes after that.
Do you put out the starting five for a few more minutes, or you just play the rest of the guys?
No, we're going to go with the starters and get them going, and you know, hopefully, you know, they'll probably come out with a little energy and try to get back in it. But if we can suppress that the first 3 minutes, we'll be all right.
Have you seen these guys play with any more confidence this year than they have these first three games here?
No, we've been real good and real focused, and that's what Coach Reynolds is demanding of them, and they're responding very well.
Very good. Thanks.
Thanks to assistant coach Dan Sullivan, as always, joining us here at halftime. At least here at the Taylorville tournament. Silver Streaks lead 44-15. First half scoring, Jonah Smith led the Braves with 9. Kevin Cox, Nate Ewing, and Charles Cool each had 2. That's it for the Mount Zion scoring. Ethan Meeker led the Streaks already in double figures with 15. Jared Olson also in double figures with 12. Eric Thompson had 6. Devin Ross, 4. Kevontae Shaw had three. Cody Hawthorne had four. And that accounts for all of the Galesburg scoring. Jim Sully mentioned there the Streaks defense. You know, I look at Kevin Cox. Here's a kid who we thought, you know, could really come in and cause some troubles for the Streaks. He's been in double figures all three games, scored 24 twice. He took one shot in the first half.
Yeah.
Because the Streaks are just all over it.
Yeah. It was a real learning experience for Mount Zion, and I'm sure their coach, Brian Gray, is probably saying that. You know, guys, take note of what you're up against. We want to be there next year with all these juniors. But they are just getting dominated by a tremendous group of seniors from Galesburg right now. In fact, Steve Hawkins was the first one out. I talked to him for a minute. And I said, what do you say? He goes, well, we need more post touches. Okay. Got to find something to be mad about. So,
meanwhile, Mount Zion turns it over on its first possession. Kevin Cox, whom we were just talking about, flashed from the front court into the back court. And it was a bad pass, and he couldn't handle it on the sideline. So the Streaks are going to end up with essentially the first possession of the second half, which they shouldn't have had. It'll be the five starters, as Sully just mentioned with Jim. Olsen has it now in front of us. Bounces it up top to Meeker. Gets around his man, down the lane, over to Cawthorn, driving in. Juggled it, regained it, and laid it in. 46-15, six in the game for Hawthorn. On the right side, Charles Cool to the low blocks, leaves it off for Smith, just forces up a shot, almost went in on the bank shot, and then the rebound put back by Nate Ewing up and in. Just an out-of-control shot by Cox just to get it up, and now a foul by A.J. Davis on Ethan Meeker the other direction.
A hesitation dribble by Ethan, got the defender up into him, then Ethan goes ahead and forces his way baseline, and all the opponent could do was foul right there.
And a whole lot of games going on in Holiday Tournament, at least teams from our area. Macomb did win its first game at its own tournament over Illini Bluffs. Here's a three on the way by Meeker.
He's just getting better and better. I just cannot get over the way he makes shooting. I mean, he's starting to look like Curry out there. Wow.
The way he's shooting it here at this tournament, you feel like every time he puts it up, it's just going to go
Yeah.
in. Now Zion does everything they can do to battle for an inside shot down low. It's not a very good shot. They end up missing it. Streaks get the rebound. Olsen squares
really?
Up a long three. That one's off the mark. Well, he didn't come out and guard him, so he went ahead and shot it.
I thought he was kidding when he faked that the first time.
Cox with the rebound. Three the other direction. Rolls off for Charles Cool. And Hawthorne gets the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Driving in. Olsen with a reverse layup. He got just a hip on his man on Jonah Smith, and that was enough to get him to the reverse layup on the right side. It's 51-17, Silver Streaks. Cox on the outside, inside the free throw line. Now to the left baseline, they go to Ewing, and pushed by Thompson out of bounds. That'll be the first foul of the game on Eric.
Well, it's an ebb and flow. You and I were talking at halftime about, we don't have to look that far back to remember when the Silver Streaks had a couple of years where they struggled to score 20 points a few times in a game and got blown out. It's nice to be on the high side of this.
Yeah, that's 4 years ago. Silver Streaks won this tournament that year, too. First year
was
of this
that
tournament.
The same year?
Uh-huh. Lost the first game to Charleston, which Mike Reynolds was really disgusted about. Then they ran the table after that and won the tournament going 4-1. Here's a block by Thompson. Picked up by Hawthorne. Streaks in transition. Olsen leaves it off for Eric. Up off the glass. That one won't go. Nothing but red jerseys there for the rebound, and they couldn't handle it. And it went out of bounds back to Galesburg.
Yeah, that's amazing. That was one of those teams they played. They got some confidence early, and then somewhere in the middle of the season, they completely lost their confidence offensively. Just couldn't get anything going.
On the inbound, Ross from the baseline all the way into the backcourt to Olsen. Did you see Brian Graven, the head coach for Mount Zion over there?
No.
Olsen went all the way into the backcourt. Graven's barking at somebody to get down there and guard him in the backcourt as Thompson gets fouled going to the basket. And Jarrett's standing back there with the ball, so he starts to dribble it up toward half court, and Brian Graven's pointing at him going, guys, he's standing right here. A little frustrated with his defense right now, I'd say.
Yeah, Graven was closer to Olsen than any of his defenders were.
Thompson to the free throw line. There's one made. Eric came into this tournament shooting very well from the free throw line, but it's been a struggle down here.
Well, it was interesting. Graven told us before the game, you know, he played some college ball at Millikan, and he said, before he went to college, he thought that might be the level he'd want to coach at. After playing in college, it made him long for the high school game. He may be thinking college again after this one, but.
Yeah. Streaks are up 36 right now, 53-17. We still got 5.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Driving in from the right side, hits the bottom of the rim by Ewing. Rebound, Hawthorne. Out to Meeker. Good transition, bucket by Devin Ross on a feed from Ethan. It's 55-17. And this Mount Zion team coming in, we thought was going to give the Streaks pretty good battle. Here's a running jumper by Ryan Kernan down the right low blocks. And he kind of shot puts it in off the glass. Meeker drives baseline, leaves it off to Devin driving down the lane. Missed the shot, and then the rebound escapes Eric Thompson. And Smith comes up with it for Mount Zion into the front court. Now Smith drives between two defenders. Air ball under the basket. There's Hawthorne. Four rebounds this quarter already. Behind the back, Olson to Thompson, who gets hammered going to the basket. And Eric will get two free throws, and he helps up Brandon Price, who laid into him pretty good.
Yeah, good to see that. Price was laying down there as well. A pretty good collision.
Yep.
And Eric helps him up. Last time at the line, he looks like he got his free throw shooting touchback, at least for a little bit.
Second foul on Price. First one up by Eric and off the back of the rim. There you go, Jim. Had to say it. 8 points in the game for Thompson. 6 for Hawthorne. 14 for Olson, 18 for Meeker, 6 for Ross. Been pretty balanced all the way around. 4:37 to go third quarter, and the Streaks up 55-19. Now a bit of a delay as Brian Graven substitutes. Second one by Thompson is good. He's 3 for 4 from the line in the quarter. All of his points in the second half there. And he's got 9 for the game, 56-19.
Yeah, and I would guess we may have seen the last of Eric and Jared, although they're both still up toward the front side of the bench, so they may get one more spell, but it'll be a quick game. That fourth quarter will go fast, a 30-point lead plus.
Meeker pokes the ball away from the backside of A.J. Davis in transition. There's Hawthorne with a lay-in on the feed from Devin Ross. And Hawthorne with 8 now after Meeker created the turnover at the other end.
Cody takes that ball up hard, doesn't he, off that glass?
58-19 Streaks. Halfway through the third quarter. 58 points. Halfway through the third quarter. Here's a jumper baseline and the tip up and in on the weak side by Nate Ewing. And he's got 6 for the game. Meeker into the front court. 58-21 as Mount Zion breaks the 20-point mark. Up top, Hawthorne's going to shoot a 3. Are you kidding me?
It's all going right today.
Career high 11 for Cody Hawthorne now as he gets his first three-point basket, I think, ever. I don't remember him shooting one at all last year either. Streaks lead by 40. Down low, up over Hawthorne and in by Brandon Price on the low blocks.
Yeah, before this is all done, I think maybe this is Jalen Stanley's day too. We'll see if we can't get his first bucket of the year when he gets in there.
Meeker drives in from the left side, leaves it off into the lane. Hawthorne picks it up, puts it up and in. It wasn't intended for Cody, but on the deflection, it went to him, and he's got 13 now to add to his career high, which he actually got his career high against Rochester yesterday. It was our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game in that one. Bouncing through the lane, I don't know who Brandon Price was trying to feed. It went off Shaw's legs, turnover, and Meeker, oh my gosh, he missed three. And the rebound by Shaw batted out to Ethan. Here's Ethan down the lane, behind the back to Ross, gets fouled. I don't know what else to say, Jim.
Mike Reynolds is barking something over there to the players on the bench, but they're all laughing. That's the thing with Mike. I mean, if he's serious, you better be serious. But sometimes he's just so funny.
Yeah.
The way he phrases things.
It's very dry humor sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
64-23.
You know, his vocabulary is a little challenged, as we found out yesterday. But otherwise, he's really funny.
T.J. Pendleton in. DeAndre Morin in. Darius Salmons back in. Ross takes both free throws. He has 8. 65-23. 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. The last time I'll use proclivity in a pregame interview, I'll tell you that.
I don't know what you're asking me.
There's another turnover. in the lane. Mount Zion lost it. Ross picks it up. Leads the break. He leaves it off to DeAndre on the right side. Nobody was guarding him over there, and he just fed it right to him in an easy lay-in for DeAndre Morin.
What an absolute clinic.
67-23 as we approach the two-minute mark, and then a mishandled dribble, and Darius Hammonds is all over it. Ross feeds Shaw, missed the lay-in, put back Pendleton.
That away, TJ.
69-23. 14 Mount Zion turnovers, 5 in this quarter. Well, we talk about if you're Mike Reynolds, what do you say to your kids? If you're Brian Graven, what do you say to your kids? I mean, they're already just absolutely crushed. There's another bad running jumper that misses everything. Sammons with the rebound, outlets it to Shaw. Kevontae chases it down, pump fakes on the low blocks, up, rolls off, rebound batted out, and it goes to Sammons. On the right wing, Ross skips it up top, left side over to Morin. Now Devin drives, leaves it off. Shaw drives, has the ball knocked away, and they're going to say Kevontae actually touched it last out of bounds. That's the first Skillsburg turnover of the half.
Yeah. Yep, yep. A few more than usual. 7 in the first half, just one here in this quarter. But, yeah, if you're the Mount Zion coach, the thing is, I mean, they had a nice win last night. They beat Taylorville on their home court.
Yeah, they did. Big second half.
Yeah, improved to 6-4, and you're thinking, well, this guy's probably playing with some confidence. This is what he's got to avoid, is having them completely black this out of their mind.
Yeah.
Because this is just a destroyer of any confidence you might have.
Minute to go. Silver Streaks up by 46. That's right, 46. The Silver Streaks have begun to empty the bench. On the outside, DeAndre Gist into the game, a 5'11 senior. Well, it'll be a quick fourth quarter again. Down low, Max Gensler works his way in, and a blocking foul called. From the Pekin tournament, the first final of the day, Morton was a winner over Hersey High School out of Arlington Heights. We will see Morton in the first game of 2016. It's been a struggle for the Potters.
Sure has.
So they get a win to wrap up their tournament experience.
Speaking of struggling, how about Pawpaw?
Ooh.
Lost to Alvin by, what, 35 or 40 points yesterday?
It was more than that.
Was it really? Oh.
And I'm not sure, did we ever even find the final?
Maybe not. What was the last thing we heard?
55 to 9 or something like that.
Oh. And Alvin struggled.
It's a nice way to put it. P.J. Pendleton got the foul. 1 of 2 from the free throw line for Max Gensler. DeAndre Morin with the rebound. 30 seconds to go for the quarter. Streaks on top, 69-24. Salmon's on the left side with Shaw up top. Kevontae passes right side to Memphis Nicholson on the wing. Works his way out. TJ comes out for it. Finds Shaw
nice
down
look.
Low. Good look. In the air. Couldn't get the shot up and in. And then a tie-up on the rebound. They're going to call a foul on Kevontae. He was frustrated he missed the shot.
Yeah, well, and that's when he needed to just grab it out of the air and go straight up with it. He tried to take it and throw it at the basket on the alley-oop, so to speak. He wasn't trying to slam it, but just too quick and throwing it up off the backboard, and he's big enough, and at least with this group on the court, he could have just taken that straight up.
Under 10 seconds to go. Up top, Charles Cool. Cox, top of the circle, works his way left, gets a screen, gets himself freed up down low, and TJ Pendleton fouls him at the buzzer, and Cox will shoot 2 free throws with no time remaining here at the end of the third quarter. Second foul on TJ. Before we go to break, quick thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville this week as we travel in a 2015 Nissan Pathfinder. And we remind you again about the Fill a Frontier food drive that continues at Galesburg Nissan up through January 4th, coming up on Monday. Donation of at least 10 non-perishable food items, and that will get you an extra $500 off the Nissan Pathfinder or a number of other great deals on the certified pre-owned fleet and all vehicles at Galesburg Nissan, front of the Sandberg Mall in Galesburg. Cox makes 2 free throws. That's the end of the third quarter. Streaks on top, 69-26. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
One call does it all. And that call is to us, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Hi, I'm Neil Thomas. You already call us when your drains clog, your air conditioning quits, or your furnace goes out. But how about a bathroom remodel? With just one call to us, we take care of the entire project so you don't have to work with 4 or 5 contractors. Leave the worries of coordinating all the different trades required to complete your project to us. It's that simple. So give us a call today for a free estimate at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street. Help you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible on the corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks with the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Nicholson, bounce pass. Morin, fouled, basket. 71-26, Galesburg now as we start the fourth quarter. So back-to-back baskets for DeAndre Morin. He's got four. And the clock rolls. Again, a 30-point lead or more in the fourth quarter. Creates the running clock. And it will stop only for timeouts, injuries, and field goal kicks. No, I'm kidding, not field goal kicks. Morin makes the free throw to finish off the three-point play. 72-26 Galesburg. Foul, meanwhile, on DeAndre Gist, his first. And here's the Streaks. Second and third units in to play some aggressive defense, but Kevin Cox still in there with only his third shot attempt of the game, finally makes his first basket.
Galesburg winning the rebounding battle 32-12.
Wow. There's a missed jumper at the other end.
29 field goals for Galesburg, 9 for Mount Zion.
Gist with the rebound brings it into the front court for the Braves, who trail Galesburg 72-28. From the right side, driving in, kick out into the left corner. Three on the way by Gist. Missed everything. Memphis Nicholson with the rebound. Memphis in the front court, double teamed, poked away from behind. Back to Gist on the run out at the other end. He turned his back to the basket, and he flipped it up over his shoulder and made it. Made the shot a lot harder than it had to be. But he finished it off. Ninth Galesburg turnover. Shaw up top, down the lane, high post, feeds it over left side to Mark Harden. Dribbles it once, pump fakes, gets his man up in the air, banks it in from the left side. Streaks basket for Mark Harden.
Continue to be aware of each other very well. A lot of passes high to low in the free throw line area, and a bounce down to the low spot, and Harden finishing off the assist there from Kevonte Shaw.
5:45 to go, and now Mount Zion, another turnover, another careless turnover. The pass from Cox up top to DeAndre Gist on the left side just went right through his hands out of bounds.
Well, he's still got one more game to win to take this tournament title. It should be the toughest. Rantoul, pretty athletic. And I keep thinking, though, of after the first game, and I walked in, Ryan Brown, the head coach of Taylorville, the next morning said, tournament's over. After one game, he said, tournament's over. I thought, well, that's a little hasty, but looks like he knew what he was talking about.
And outside of one quarter when the Streaks struggled with Rochester, it pretty much has been utter domination down here. Shaw misses a three, and the rebound put back by T.J. Pendleton.
Boy, T.J. was a man on that board that time. A quick putback by the Galesburg junior.
He's the garbage guy, isn't he? He feasts on those offensive rebounds. Two baskets, three rebounds in this game. Streaks lead by 46 under 5 minutes to play. Driving down the right side, Cool into traffic, skips it out for a three-pointer, rims in and out. There's T.J. again. He's got four rebounds already.
Doesn't take him long.
Memphis into the front court. Harden, left side, over to Shaw. They want to get the birthday boy some points here. Fakes right, drives left, down to the low blocks, under the basket, tries the reverse layup, hits the bottom of the backboard, and again, the Streaks come out with a rebound. DeAndre Morin was the only white jersey in there. They get it out to Harden for three. Now Nicholson saves the rebound. DeAndre shoots the three and hits it. How aggressive have the Silver Streaks been, even leading by 46 points? They continue to attack. And here's another bad shot on the other end. DeAndre Morin with a rebound. And here they come again. Memphis to Morin to Shaw on the right side. Fakes, drives, kicks it out onto the wing. Coming in from the baseline. Pull-up jumper by Hart. Rolls off. And the rebound by Mount Zion. Then Morin steals it away. From the corner for three. Short. Rebound deflected out to Shaw. In the lane. Back to TJ up and in. And what a feed from Kevonte Shaw. And Mike Reynolds calls timeout to get the final players into the game who haven't seen any action yet. It's 81-30.
3:44. They do stop the clock for the timeout, at least in this running clock fourth quarter.
You keep track of all this? I've lost track with all their offensive rebounds down here. I've completely fallen behind.
I think I've got them, but you know, I'm thinking about how, you know, you talk about TJ Pendleton and his rebounding, and he was in our church youth group in junior high at Northwoods, and we have a basketball hoop indoors, and we would play then, and I was encouraging him. I thought, boy, this guy's a former or a future Silver Streak for sure, and he was dominating us all in eighth grade. So I knew as he continued to grow, if he kept with it, he could be a real contributor to this program, and he's just getting better and better all the time.
Jalen Stanley, Jacob Ross into the game on that timeout. Turnaround jumper in the lane by Brandon Price. 81-32 Streaks. Harden brings it across midcourt as we approach 3 minutes to go for the game here at Taylorville. Driving in from the left side, DeAndre gets blocked.
Swats.
Saved on the baseline by Chapel for Mount Zion. DeAndre's missed two shots in a row. He's going to blow the team shooting percentage out here.
Yeah, we were 28 of 44 through three quarters. Still not too bad. Fourth quarter, 3, 4, 5 out of 10.
On the inbound into the left corner. Now Mount Zion feeds it back down low to Nate Ewing, who's still in the game, and he takes it right at Jacob Ross.
Yeah, he just bowled his way right to the basket, dropped it in. 2.5 minutes to go.
Got to get Jalen Stanley some points here.
Here it is.
From the left corner, yes. He got it!
Woo-hoo! I just had a feeling today was the day.
The bench erupted. Jalen's a great story. Was not able to play last year because of some concerns with his heart. They were keeping an eye on that, making sure everything was okay. He's back on the varsity this year, and he drains that three. Well, he was close a couple of times yesterday, and that was pure from the left corner.
It was, and to do it right in front of your teammates there on the bench, that made it even more fun for Jalen.
Stoppage of play by foul by DeAndre Morin. Streaks lead by 50 with a minute 45 to go here. On the outside, DeAndre Gist. Morin all over him. Now he gets it away to Brandon Price, who comes out to help out. I think Price plays football, 6'5". Looks pretty strong.
Yeah.
Down low, turnaround jumper from the low blocks, missed it. Rebound put back by Ewing on the weak side.
I think Ewing plays some football,
yeah,
too.
Sure looks like it. He leads Mount Zion with 5 rebounds and 10 points. 84-36. Harden stops left, cut off there. To the free throw line, turnaround jumper. Pendleton knocks that one down.
Wow.
He's got 6.
If he can hit that shot, we haven't had a center that could just square up and hit those shots in the lane for quite a while.
Minute to go. If we didn't have a continuous clock in this game, the Streaks would score 100.
Oh, easily.
They got 86 now. And that's still putting up 17 points in a continuous clock fourth quarter. Morin has his pocket picked on the run out. Even with the bench hollering that somebody was coming up behind him, 40 seconds to go. And now a bad pass right into the legs of Jalen Stanley, so Streaks called for a kick with 30 seconds to go in the game. How do you put up 17 points with a continuous clock? But they've done it. Just because this team attacks the whole time, there is no stopping in this team.
Well, you know, Mount Zion is not taking any time either. They're firing it up too.
Lob to Pendleton. This is the dunk.
Woo.
And a foul.
Got undercut there a little bit.
Yeah, he did.
Just glad he got up all right.
Yep. DeAndre Gist got underneath him. They had a 2-on-1 break, and they were thinking the alley-oop the whole way down.
Yep. So, yeah, that best thing about that is nobody got hurt, because I think TJ could make it unobstructed, but he had a body moving back into him there, and so he goes to the free throw line.
First one up and in, and the clock does stop with 5.6 seconds left to allow for the free throws to be shot. And as soon as TJ shoots the second one, the clock will run off the final 5.5 seconds. It's up and short. And Mount Zion, will they get it across midcourt? They will. Price heaves one from half court, and that's the end of the game. An impressive showing, to say the least, by the Galesburg Silver Streaks here today, winning 87-36. Galesburg goes to 12-1. Mount Zion drops to 6-5. And the Streaks will play Rantoul for the championship. coming up later tonight. Of course, Rantoul still has to play Taylor, but if Taylorville wins, then it's over. I mean, they'll still play the game, but from what we've seen, we have a hard time anticipating that happening. But, again, who knows, right? 87-36, Streaks win it over Mount Zion. Postgame show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. And by Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Carl's really good at bowling.
I get to go to state.
Let me introduce Knox College student Haley and her Dee Dee Holmes best buddy, Carl.
Me and Carl have been paired for a year now, and it was really nice. Like, Carl is the perfect buddy because we get along really well. He's just a lot of fun to be around, and he makes my day better. Being involved with Best Buddies has impacted my life. Seeing you, Carl, like, makes me really happy. Even though it's, like, only for a short while, it's still one of the best parts of my day.
Dee Dee Holmes has been dedicated to providing residential services to adults with developmental disabilities for over 30 years. Our trained staff works alongside individuals to help develop their life skills every day. At Dee Dee Holmes, we are intentional about providing superior care in activity-rich home settings. Come be a part of our team that helps you and the individuals make a better life together. If you're interested in joining the Dee Dee Holmes team, apply today at DeeDeeHolmes.net or in person at 748 East Main Street.
If I could change the world, I would cure diseases.
If I could change the world, I would assure that everyone has access to health care.
If I could change the world,
I would make sure no seniors would have to choose between their medication or eating dinner.
United Way is changing the world right here in Knox County. Each year, your donation helps more local seniors have transportation to health and social visits and receive the necessary public benefits to meet their basic needs, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
If I could change the world, we'd have healthy communities everywhere and preventative health for everyone.
Your donations to the United Way of Knox County have also helped make the new 211 Helpline Center a reality.
This is your chance to make a meaningful difference.
Let's change our world together.
Anything is possible when we're united.
Anything.
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 Get started at unitedway-knoxcounty.org.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Cortright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well, quite a game. Started off with some anxious moments. Mike Reynolds was, it was almost tip time. By the time he finally got here, he decided to try to come a different way to Taylorville than the rest of the team did. They were here long before he was, and there was some real concern about where he was and why he wasn't responding, and just ran into some flooded roads, had a hard time getting here, had to turn all the way around and come all the way back to Springfield, and I think his team put him at ease really fast in this game and helped him eliminate any of that stress. And a 14-0 run in the first quarter after Mount Zion scored the first bucket of the game. Streaks built that 12-point lead, and that was as close as Mount Zion got. They ended that 14-0 run to the basket to make it 14-4, and they were never any closer the rest of the way. It was 17 by the end of the first quarter, 29 by halftime. Streaks led by 43 at the end of the third quarter and win it here by 51, 87 to 36. It was just, you want to put together a highlight video. This is probably the only game you need.
We've won a lot of games over the last couple of years, but I told you in the break, I can't remember a game that was this much of a blowout. You know, we beat Taylorville by a wide margin to open the tournament, but it was 17-all after one quarter. They were getting to the free throw line and gave us some problems early. Well, other than Mount Zion getting the first basket, that was the highlight of the day for them. They were down 23-6 after one quarter, and the route was absolutely on. And you're right in observing if the continuous clock had not been in effect, it would have been hard to not score 100 in this game.
And like I say, with a running clock, even then the Streaks put up 18 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Mercifully, there wasn't a whole lot of fouling called and to string this game out, because it was over very early, and impressive showing by Gelsberg in a tune-up to face the Rantoul team tonight that we're seeing warm up in front of us. And whole different situation with Rantoul, especially a couple of positions on that Rantoul team. They've got some very good athletes. They got some size. They'll give us a problem on the boards. I still think we win the game, but could be a good one for a while.
Dave's out about a crunch time player of the game. We went with Jalen Stanley.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just buried that three-pointer from the corner. The only shot he got in the game. Uh-huh. He becomes the last Silver Streak to score this season, and he took advantage of it.
Just had that feeling, the way that everything was just going right in this game, that he'd be able to come in and cap it off with a big shot, and he did. And so a good time was had by all, at least in the Silver Streaks uniforms. Zion will pick up the pieces and come back tonight and probably win. But they're going to have to absolutely erase this one from their mind.
You called it early. This would be the game, and Jalen did it. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks are 12-1 now. Mount Zion drops to 6-5 with an 87-36 victory. The Silver Streaks will play Rantoul coming up tonight from here at Taylorville. At a 6:30 scheduled start, our pregame right around 6:06 if the first game doesn't run too long.
A reminder, we've got basketball college style coming up this afternoon. Illinois in their Big Ten opener hosting Michigan.
Ooh.
Iowa destroyed Michigan State on their home court last night. Why can't the Illini do the same to the Wolverines at home this afternoon? We'll have that one again here on WGIL. And actually, our girls' play-by-play team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson scheduled to be there. I know Tom already had tickets before he left town to go.
He was confident.
To go see that one. And assuming that the Streaks girls will be playing the late game tonight, which they are for the championship, so they'll watch college, come back home, call high school, as Evan Massey and the Gelsberg girls look to stay undefeated in the title game of the Mattoon tournament this evening. Again, we'll have that one on 92.7 FM, the Laser, to start. And then, of course, we'll join it for whatever is left of that game after the Silver Streaks, who play a little earlier here tonight in a 6:30 scheduled start against Rantoul, the boys, that is, here on WGIL.
It's going to be a little bit yet before we get head coach Mike Reynolds. Let's go ahead and take a look at our postgame final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home and not miserable when you get the bill.
Okay, let me get out the calculator just for the shooting percentages. Otherwise, we're pretty well done. The stats showing the Silver Streaks every bit as dominant in every aspect of this game here today as they possibly could be. Gelsberg hitting 35 of 58 from the field.
Mm. Wow.
It was steady throughout the game. And there really was never a time where we went into any sort of a lull. So we shoot 60% on the afternoon. Meanwhile, Mount Zion.
And we cooled off. It was 68% in halftime.
You're right. Mount Zion, 2 of 9 in the first quarter, 2 of 11 in the second, 4 of 12 in the third. Did hit 5 in the 4th, so finished 13 out of 41 for the game. And 30, now we'll round it up and give them 32%.
Oh, feeling generous today. It's the holiday spirit in you.
I'd like to round up their rebounds, but that's pretty hard. They got 16 caroms. Gelsberg with 40 rebounds. And the turnover count, hadn't compared it yet. I had 15
had 16 okay. for Mount Zion.
All right. Add one on there. Gelsberg with 10.
Yep.
Okay. So that's where the stats end from that standpoint. Individual numbers coming up.
And the rest of the team numbers. Mount Zion was 1 of 10 from three-point range. 9 of 10 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks, 7, 8, 9 of 15 from three-point range. 60% from the field for the game, 60% from three-point range as well. So why not? And let's see, 1 of 3, 9, 8 of 12 from the free throw line. Individual scoring, Nate Ewing, the only player in double figures for the Braves with 10. Jonah Smith with 9. He had that at halftime. Kevin Cox finished with 6. Charles Kuhl, DeAndre Gist, Ryan Kernan each with 2. Max Gensler had 1. For the Silver Streaks, 4 players in double figures and 1 just short. Ethan Meeker with 18. Jarrett Olson, 14. Cody Hawthorne, a career-high 13. DeAndre Morin finished with 10. Eric Thompson just missed double figures with 9. So did Devin Ross with 8. T.J. Pendleton off the bench with 7. Jalen Stanley, Kevontae Shaw with 3. Mark Harden had 2. Sammons, Nicholson, and Ross, Jacob Ross, it is, did not score for the Streaks to win at 87-36, their 12th win in 13 tries this season. Talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're in the parking lot after work at a job that hasn't been offshore yet. Suddenly, you notice one of your tires is flat. What will you do? Turn to career politicians in Washington?
No. Car-Mark Tire and Auto is open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. 5 days a week.
But why aren't they? Do they want your tires to be flat?
Just remember, Car-Mark Tire and Auto Service in the Sandburg Mall.
A service is a remembrance of a loved one lost. It's a time, too, for families to reflect.
A lot of memories came rushing back.
And a lot of smiles through the tears.
We offer your family an opportunity for a most fitting farewell, with a range of services available. Let our experience serve your family's needs. Hinch, Liff, Pearson, West Funeral Directors, with locations in Galesburg and Abingdon.
Need a little cash this winter? Win up to $500 if you're spotted wearing the new white WGIL button. Details at WGIL.com.
87-36 the final. Silver Streaks crushed Mount Zion. Scored the first basket of the game for their only lead. Then the Streaks scored 14 in a row. And it was off to the races from that point forward. Jalen Stanley, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, as he knocks down a three from the corner for his first points of the game. And as Jim mentioned, to do it right in front of the bench, right in front of his teammates who erupted on the sideline. Had to be a make it a little extra special. And now this sets up Galesburg and Rantoul for the 6:30 game tonight. 6:06 pregame. And Rantoul on the floor now against host Taylorville. And Rantoul will need to win in order to continue that championship setup for tonight. Coach Mike Reynolds joining us now. I can just imagine what he's going to have to say about this one. And we'll get his thoughts here now. Jim, take it away.
All right, well, Coach, that's about as good as you can play, isn't it? That was an absolutely dominating performance by your team.
Well, we missed a couple free throws, so I guess, you know, you can always look at something. But, yeah, we played. Our defense was extremely, extremely good. You know, we contested every single shot, rebounded it. We were able to make long enough outlet passes to make life difficult for them on the run. I thought our guys played extremely hard, and that's what we built our program on. You got to compete every time defensively. You do that, you have a chance, and certainly we got offensively skilled people, but even the years you don't have offensively skilled people, you got a chance, you'll play hard.
You made Kevin Cox completely disappear out there. We didn't have him, we only had him with one shot in the entire first half. Defensive, you know, that was a kid we were really worried about, and really just that team overall. We thought you made a really good team look not very good at all today.
Well, I mean, he had 48 points in his last two games, yeah. So, I mean, he's averaging 24 points his last two games, and did it against good teams. You know, did it against Rantoul and scored over their athletes, and did it against Taylorville and scored over their big zone. And, you know, he got a shot late and made it, you know, where we didn't challenge real well, and he made 4 free throws. Besides that, I don't think you get a sniff on in there or on the glass, and And I thought he was the most consistent, efficient player coming into the tournament.
You mentioned this morning you're a little concerned about this game, early game on the third day. Some crazy things have happened, but I would think after about the first 5 minutes, those worries are pretty well gone.
I was concerned Ethan and I would get here. It's the first thing I was concerned about. But besides that, yeah, we were concerned, but I thought defensively we would have a chance if we would just contest and rebound and play the way we're capable of.
We're going to bring that up. Since you brought that up, you had to be awfully anxious getting here. How much did that just help you, the way this team got started off, just to kind of put you at ease?
It was okay. Meeker said we ought to take that route every game at halftime. So maybe that was we saw the bad weather acts around, and I got some directions from my wife, and she said I didn't follow them exactly correct, so probably not, because I don't listen real well. So we got here, and we were, 4 miles away a long time. We just couldn't get here, for about another hour. So I told Meeker he could run 4 miles before I could probably get there. So we almost did that. So
you'd have to swim 4 miles first.
He's a lot more important to the gig usually than I am.
So did you have to swing back through Springfield, or how'd you get it?
We ended up going through Edinburgh. We tried to go north a little more and go around, but it didn't. We just had to get back to 29. And once we got to 29 and all the coaches kept calling, we were just take a deep breath. And that's the good thing about having, selling those guys around is that, we can get through any kind of adversity.
It was a good moment. Jalen Stanley hit that shot from the corner right in front of his teammates. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, Jalen is a kid. He's hadn't played a lot, as a freshman and sophomore. As a junior, had some health issues and sat out at the beginning and stuck around, stuck it out, did all that stuff. And it's nice to see a kid get rewarded. A great kid.
We're watching Rantoul warm up. That's our next and final challenge in this tournament, our biggest challenge. I don't think there's any question. You've seen them a lot. Do you watch much of this game?
Yeah, well, we're going to actually watch about the first half, and then we'll go and eat. And there's a nice restaurant up in Taylorville, Italian place. We'll go and eat, and then, we'll come back here at 5, and we'll play at 6:30, and we'll be ready to rock and roll. We know that we got a challenge. We know we're going to get their best game. And they know if they win this morning, they beat us, they win the championship. So we want to fight like crazy and see if we can beat them.
I like our chances. We'll see you here tonight, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks. Wrap up the pregame show after final thoughts when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Opportunities knocking. Do you need a job? Maybe you need a new job. Galesburg Radio can help. While you're searching, don't forget to sign up for job alerts at galesburg.info, keyword jobs. We'll tell you when new jobs are posted. Go to galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
With the loss of a loved one, planning a fitting service can be a real challenge.
We wanted a special way to say goodbye.
We're glad we had special people helping us.
With our personalized service and attention to detail, you can be confident the service will be everything you wished for. We've been serving families in our area for generations. We would be privileged to serve yours, too. Hinchliff Pearson West Funeral Directors, with locations in Galesburg and Abingdon.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, by Arby's on North Henderson Street, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
With the Yum Ford Pro Football Pick'em, there's a weekly winner as well as a grand prize of $500 and more. Pick your teams now at WGIL.com.
Good day for the Western Big Six so far in boys basketball. Obviously, the Streaks win here 87-36 over Mount Zion. At Pekin, at the half, United Township leads Normal West 23-18. Are you ready for this one, Jim? Moline leads Peoria 24-5.
Oh, wow.
This is after Peoria gave Washington a really good battle in the first game, and then they were the ones who took Rockford-Boylan to double overtime. Boylan came into that tournament undefeated. I can't help but think that's one of those games where, they're kids. We see it in tournaments all the time. Peoria kids must have come in and just packed it in.
Yeah.
Just thought, let's just get out of here.
You never know who you know, said the wrong thing or did the wrong thing the night before, that, you know, maybe they don't have all their players or maybe they're just bad today. Moline, you know, they're the type of team that, you know, we've seen it before with that zone defense. They can make you look pretty bad if you're not hitting shots. And Peoria can be pretty bad. Not Manuel, but Peoria High this year. And it sounds like that has combined to make that happen.
So that's where those games are right now. Again, Fighting Illini against Michigan. We'll have it here on WGIL. And Silver Streaks girls at Mattoon for the Holiday Tournament Championship over there later on tonight. And the Galesburg boys, and Mike summed it up pretty well. Rantoul's got to win this game. And they would certainly be the favorites over Taylorville. And as long as they win the game, then the Streaks are playing for the championship tonight. If Rantoul doesn't win, and I don't see any reason why they wouldn't based on what we've seen in the tournament so far, but if Rantoul doesn't win, then the Streaks would be the tournament champions regardless of what happens tonight. But that's not going to change their attitude coming out here. So we'll be ready for it. It'll be fun.
Yep. And this Rantoul team is, I don't think this is as good a one as we beat here a few years ago in that upset. But still, they've got some athletes, and if we don't play our best, they could be in it. But if we play a shadow like we played out here this morning, I don't see Rantoul even staying within 15, 20 of us.
Yeah, and the Streaks win it here by 51 over Mount Zion, and we'll be back on the air a little after 6 o'clock tonight for the pregame when the Streaks battle the other Eagles. For Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. For James Noble at the Downtown Studios, until later tonight when we come back, so long for now from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.